Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're talking Season 1, Episode 5, London. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song. Oh, go girl. Yes.
Hey, so guys. Good.
This is like the best
so
song.
So good.
Nostalgic.
Oh, Fergie.
TBT.
Yeah,
TBT.
Right?
TBT.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're on earlier now, so hopefully you guys stay with us next week for a... this is my favorite part. for the live chat.
Before your bedtime.
Right? Yeah, hopefully you guys can stay with us, and we want to hear your feedback. Please follow us on all social media outlets. Go to Twitter. Twitter. Yes, Twitter.
Yeah.
I was thinking Tumblr, YouTube, all of it. YouTube, if you can subscribe to AfterBuzz, that would be great. Give us a thumbs up. And go to SoundCloud, iTunes, and give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating. Follow all of us as well. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at JenniferLeoneTV.
Hey guys, my name is Shanti. You can follow me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at ShantiChristina.
Tweet.
I am Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at TeagueDP pretty much everywhere. So we'll see you there.
Hey,
we got the live chat open.
Oh yeah, we got that live chat going. You better leave a comment, people. Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld.
I love this song. We can just keep it
going.
I know.
Have you heard our new music?
Yeah. It's nostalgic too.
Yeah.
It sounds just like the old Fergie. I love it.
Just updated.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, I wanted to talk a little bit about AfterBuzz TV just for a second before we dive into Kylie and this episode 5, London. But so AfterBuzz, if you guys have been following us for a long time, we have brought everything together in just one place. So now we're going to be dividing everything into 9 different groups. We have drama, animated, anything from comedy, you name it, it'll be up there. Everything will be divided and easy for you to find. It's kind of like a no-limits approach to TV coverage, so we're doing literally everything, and we have all new shows, and please sign up for our newsletter, and it'll be launching in September, and my old co-host and dear friend, Megan Stecker, she will be writing it. I love her to death, and you guys will too if you don't know who she is already, and I'm really excited for this because AfterBuzz continues to grow, and
We're definitely evolving. We're going to give people what they want. They're going to get more.
Right.
They're not going to just see us for 8 weeks on Kylie. We might just come back and do a special. We might
More
interviews. Like, you never know what's going to come, but it's going to be slowly, so it's not going to be pow in your face. You're going to...
Right.
Cool, because you can follow your favorite shows all year round. So now it's not just during the season. We're going to have dance updates. We're going to have, you know, all the show updates kind of all year round. So it's cool. You can keep up and you can really be, you know, super fan all year round.
Yeah. If you want to keep up with the Kardashians.
You can keep
up all year round and behind the scenes and all of our things that we come up with throughout the year. So
really exciting.
Because we're at the end of Life of Kylie.
Oh my God, no. I know.
2 weeks is a long time.
I feel like it's going by so fast. You're right. It is a long time. Mm-hmm. But we're coming to the end, so we'll probably loop back in later with some Kylie facts.
Kylie facts.
Yeah, so you guys, this episode, London, the girls go to London. It was
London town.
Yeah, it was London a lot with Jordan. We got to know a lot about Jordan.
It was like 80% Jordan.
It was cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, we have no footage for Kylie, so we're just going to show her best friend, right?
Well, the footage that they did show, they tried it, and I wrote that on my paper, when they had the needles and the like all that stuff, thinking she's going to get something in her lips or somewhere, and she's sick. So they know what they were doing. You tried it, Kylie.
That was a good teaser.
I liked it. I like that.
I did, too. It's cool. I liked it. It's interesting.
Right, because that's what you expect, so it's kind of the unexpected completely. Because I always expect the unexpected, but I wasn't expecting that. So, good job.
I was like, oh my God, they're actually going to show it? And then they're like,
no. Right.
Just saying. Just TV. Right. And I'm wondering what the viewers think, because, I mean, we live in L.A., we're from big cities, and we're kind of used to that kind of thing. So, you know, just the IV, you know, friends and nurse, and, you know, things happen. You know, night in Vegas.
I don't have that. I go to the doctor to get my shot.
No, it's not a shot. It's not a shot. Like, the
I
IV.
I don't do needles.
Yeah, oh, like in Vegas, when you have, like, the hangover IVs.
You know, the hangover cures.
Yeah, that's very LA. People in New York don't do that. We just drink Starbucks.
It's like a vitamin C packet.
Yeah, right. So that was like kind of cute to see her at home, and then she brought in Jordan. Mm-hmm. So then we get right into Jordan's family, and mm-hmm. we learn about Jordan's dad, and we get to see her family closer. And I know that she always brings her little sister with her. I know that Kylie brought her on a trip, I think months ago, and they brought her little sister with her. Do you remember her name? I forget. It's like Jordy or something, or. But anyway, they do like fun stuff, and it's just kind of cute to see them actually on the show.
Yeah.
Jody.
It's something
like
that. Jody.
You're really close.
I was close. Good.
I think it's interesting that we're seeing a lot of Jordan. I know that just based off of what we got last week in the live chat, that people are more interested in Kylie. So I think it's interesting, and I think it's cool to see Jordan's backstory, because she's kind of a backbone of Kylie. So I think it's interesting to kind of see where she's from. And I love all the content based on Jordan, but I think that the viewers kind of might want to see a little bit more Kylie. But, hey, you know.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's good, I guess, to throw it in. It's just one episode, you
know. Right,
yeah,
right. Well, last week was a little bit about Jordan, too, though.
Yeah. It was, like, and the drama about Jordan and about the father and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. But then they go into the whole thing with the girl with cystic fibrosis. And I mean, it was a heavy episode for all different issues, but it was like packed in.
Yeah.
But that was really sweet. And that looked super genuine to me. Just that little
face. That's what I put. I'm like, this is real.
This is real. Like, she is not a model.
Real. Like, that was a real shocked face. As for the tears, I don't know. But that was a real shocked face.
Yeah.
I think
the tears were real, too.
I don't know. Sometimes, not that she wasn't sad, Kylie, but when she was crying compared to when Jordan was crying, it was a little bit different. Not saying that, you know, sometimes like, oh, I'm crying. But you're really sad, but you want to wish you can cry to show that you're really sad. Mm. I don't know. It just came out like she wasn't really crying.
Or I don't know. I thought it was so...
Yeah.
And she can't move her face.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it
I just think it was, I think I really liked that clip because it felt genuine. It felt, you know, you don't see that kind of stuff every day, you know, and that's tough to see and to be, you know, really close to it. So I think it was really sweet.
Yeah. And she knew it was legit because it came from Heather McDonald, who is her mom's friend.
Right. You saw her in the clips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And, and it's kind of something I think that she also has to look out for is people. She mentioned a lot of people who want to meet her, and I'm sure it's insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be selective and make sure that there's
Yeah, what about Albert?
Like,
did Albert get screened? We don't think so.
Yeah. No, he got a casting call. That's what he got.
Yeah, he got LA casting.
We're still waiting, Albert.
We're
still waiting.
We have contacted.
Please.
You got that Chris Jenner check.
That shut up. Check maybe after too.
Where in the world is Albert right now?
But if you don't have that check at the end, then yeah, call us. We want you on. And you know, I don't know. I thought that was a good little tidbit because she was so cute, and then they exchanged numbers, and they like bonded on a like butterfly like level. It was cute.
That was nice that they included that.
And then you know, I don't know. It seemed like. Really, really packed. Like, there was a lot going on. It was one scene. There was no real flow. It was
not at all. To rewind a little bit, Jordan got a tattoo of a J for her father. We saw her brother, Josh. We saw her mom. What was her mom named again? Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, her mom is hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a big following on Instagram.
Let's talk about the mom for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so in that scene where they're at BeautyCon and the mom wants her to... set up a meeting the next day, and then she tells her that she has to fly back that night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if that part was staged. I think it was a little staged. It didn't seem right. But I don't know. I'm just... I don't know why Jordan would put Kylie in front of her in terms of work when she can be with her anytime. You know what I mean? What are your thoughts on that? I don't know.
I get that, but at the same time, you have to realize that Jordan wouldn't be anywhere.
Totally.
Or have the opportunities that she does without Kylie. So yeah. It kind of feels like...
So she, like, owes her something?
Well, no, not that she owes her something, just that, like... I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like... not to say that that's a good way to justify not going to a fitting if you really have something going on. But I think that if it's, you know, kind of like a first meeting, I feel like your mom can take that if you have this trip planned with Kylie. I don't know. But you just have to remember that, like, the reason she has the opportunities that she has is so much based on Kylie.
Well, like,
right. So you kind of can't, like, give up your friend duties because... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but you were talking about opportunities. That's an opportunity for her to at BeautyCon to collab with a makeup brand, another brand. Yeah. That's the opportunity that she's missing for hanging out with Kylie to get an opportunity.
But she, right,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, right, she should have been like, you know what? I can, one day can change your life. You can sign a contract, meet someone, it can change your life. It's called networking.
Ooh.
And she didn't want to network. She wanted to go hang out with Kylie. And her mom got her together and was like, look, girl, look, this is like... Kylie's your friend, I understand, but this is your future. You gotta learn how to be a machine on your own. You gotta create what you can on your own, so no one can ever say Kylie gave that to you.
Yeah.
And I hope that they rescheduled a meeting with these, like, beauty brands or whoever they were branding with, because it would be a great opportunity for them to... for her to make a name for herself, because I know she was at BeautyCon LA, so I don't know if she was with any brand or anything, but hopefully we see something come for her.
Yeah. Yeah, I. But did you guys get the sense that scene was a little bit staged?
I don't know.
Because the mom was like, what?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I just know that her mom, I don't know. I'm trying to think of that now. That whole scene, I was
so
kind of
fake to me.
On the fence about. I don't know. What if someone saw her say that, like, if you wanted to do business with Jordan and you saw that that's her work ethic, I just feel that that's just not a good look altogether. Yeah. No matter what her motives are, no matter what, at the end of the day, it's on TV and people can see you. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you just need to be careful. And Kylie isn't going to give you everything, you know, down the line. They're stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I agree.
If we want to get really real, she went to London, go to a zoo and ride on a bus.
Right.
What would you do in London?
I would fly back and get a business deal.
Oh, was it to London? Was that where they were going?
Yeah, I went to London and I ended up at a zoo.
That's the whole episode.
Jordan, you want your own plane.
You ended up at a zoo,
girl.
It looked fun. You were at a zoo when you could have been signing contracts.
Okay, so that zoo also, I've been to that zoo. It's not
that great.
Notable. I don't know.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there. I lived in London for a summer. And
that's so cool.
Was like, I don't know why. Maybe because it's just fun kind of place to shoot.
I don't know. The butterfly thing, is that a big butterfly thing? Because maybe they were connecting that with the little girl.
That makes sense. That sounds like a producer's call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, London. The episode name is London. They go to London. They make a big deal about London, and it's like two scenes of the whole show.
Exactly.
I'm like, what? There was just a lot of content this episode, and we kept jumping.
But
I felt jumpy.
A lot of content, but nothing at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like a diary. I feel like it's just like...
It's a collage.
It's too edited.
Collage.
It's too edited.
Collage.
It's like this picture, this little clip, and like nothing is actually really happening.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, I love that they add the Snapchats, and there's so many good Snapchats that they include in the show that I'm just like, okay, I love that they're like, they are kind of making it like a Kylie scrapbook.
I mean, of course, it's visually appealing.
Yeah.
And obviously, and the music, it's all edited very well, but it's just too small of clips for my liking. I'd rather have something more in-depth. Like, I'd rather have just the episode of just them going to the zoo all day and being in the hotel room talking to Kendall. Like, just them communicating in that hotel room was kind of what I wanted to see.
What I wanted to see was the behind the scenes of the V magazine with Nick Knight.
You know what? It might be so good that they put it on Kardashians. You know what I mean? Like, they have to say something.
They need something on the show, though. The magazine's coming out,
what, like, in a week or two? It's already out?
Here's the thing, though. The Kardashians usually start, like, a week after these things start.
Okay.
So then if it comes out at the same time that the Kardashians come out, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would have liked to see behind the scenes at her photo shoot.
Exactly.
Her, like, maybe Diva moments.
Taste
of little, like, I was like, yes, we're going into it, done. Yes, we're going into it, gone. That's not annoying.
Exactly.
It was a little weird.
It looks so good.
Because, oh, my God, I know. I'm so excited to see that shoot. And I got excited
when they were talking to the producers when they were in the car. Kylie's like, da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, good, more behind the scenes, behind the scenes. And that was it. I'm like, no, we need more of that.
Mm, that's,
what else do you think that happened? You know, like, where you wanted more?
Well, that Well, the 2 second clips that they always show is the parts that we want more of. So it's like what they tease isn't what they give us.
Do you think that they do that on purpose though, to tease to get people to keep watching, or just?
But they don't ever go deeper.
No, they don't have. Yeah. When do they go deeper? Do you think they go deeper?
Yeah, I don't think they have any content at all. I mean, you know what I mean. Like, they don't have like more in depth content to talk about, so they have to do like the surface level stuff. Like, let's go to the zoo. Like. You know what I mean? Mm. And then, like, the little setup.
Yeah, they can't go out and drink. And... They're 20.
Oh, yeah,
you know, they can't
right.
go do things that are, like,
older. But we would even want to see her again, just hanging out and talking with her friends.
Yeah, with Kendall.
That's true.
I would go as far to say I would rather see her sit down and have a business call with her mom and understand the business side and struggle over a contract and negotiations.
I would love to see
But they are
that.
Catering to the younger generation, so people who are 14, 15 years old don't even... What, are they in high school yet?
Yeah, they're not even doing it.
You have to think of your demographic, but still.
But yeah, that butterfly place though, was it big in that zoo?
I think it's like an exhibit.
A big attraction. Okay, just curious. Because if it was super small, then I'd be like, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out.
But then like things in New York City, they have it at like almost every zoo, so that wasn't anything new. But I know that I'm highly afraid of anything that flies and small.
Oh, you're afraid of butterflies?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that in my life.
That
what
game.
About hummingbirds?
Oh no, if it buzzes,
sweet little
it's like,
things.
Bye.
Yeah, no,
bye.
Well, Kylie and Jordan were flying on some motorcycles, so what do you think about that whole scene?
I thought that was sweet. Actually, this episode did some things for me. I was actually happy. It was as jumpy as it was, like, I got teary-eyed when Jordan talked about her dad. Mm. I got teary-eyed when Caitlin was riding with Kylie on the motorcycles. I thought that was really cute for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I think that they did try to step it up this episode, and it was just, like, gave you the feels a little bit. Mm. And I thought it was really sweet when she said, you know, this whole thing with Jordan's dad gave me a new perspective, you know, on hanging out with my dad. And so she wants to hang out with Caitlin more and have a better relationship. So I thought that was really sweet. I liked that.
You know, now that you say that, I'm wondering, remember how in the beginning we were saying that they're re-editing?
Yeah.
This was probably one of the episodes that they re-edited. I'm just thinking about it, just because it's like close to the end. We have two left, right?
Yeah.
So this was the last before the part one and two, and I just maybe that's why it was a little jumpy and more heartfelt.
Maybe
I'm
yeah.
just I'm guessing. Who knows?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I agree with you. And that jacket or the vest,
the motorcycle vest.
Oh, that was so sad.
Oh, it was really sad.
And he never got to wear it.
Never
so
got to wear
super,
it.
Super super new.
Yeah, that's really.
Tough.
It's a lot.
Yeah, the show like really tugged at our heartstrings, and hopefully it shows like the younger generation, like, be nice to your parents.
Yeah, right.
Right. Totally.
Yeah, they're never, you know, here for, you know, ever.
Or anybody, really.
Ever. Okay. And Kylie, it was cute that she was talking about her dad and her point of view. So
yeah,
it's good
that
it
cute.
Came full circle. Any final words about this episode? What do you think?
No, I liked seeing Kendall. I wish we would have seen a little bit more.
Yeah.
Kendall?
I wish I would have seen a little bit more.
Yeah, they talked about what we saw in the previews last week is exactly what they showed this week the Kendall part. I don't think we should ever expect an in-depth brother, sister, family moment on her show.
Mm-hmm. But even just seeing them hang out where she made that comment about her pores, and you could see that
shade of it
immediately Kylie got mad.
Just like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
If there wasn't a camera here, I'd walk out or I'd hit you.
Yeah.
She was like,
did not take that
happy. So, and then Kendall was like, don't be so sensitive. Like, that is what we want to see. Like, that natural reaction and getting angry at each other.
Yeah.
So it was good to see that, but again, just want more. But we've been saying that this whole time.
Yeah, it was funny because you could see Kylie was just like, she was
like,
just looking at her phone like, I'm going to kill you.
Which, like,
it wasn't cameras weren't. I think she was being sensitive.
Did that offend you guys, or would that offend you if someone said that to you?
No, I would have said something right back.
No, yeah, but if it's your sister and she always says that stuff, you're like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Right now, with the cameras.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those.
Yeah, when it comes to family, it's like, my brother can punch me, but when you punch me, we're both going to fight you.
Right.
You know? Yes. No one can come for me unless you're my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the comment about the hair, though, because Kendall made sure to say the exact opposite of what Kylie's hair was. She was, like, wearing, like, a bright red wig and no bangs. She's like, I like real Kylie hair with bangs. Like, it's, like, the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, not the Ronald McDonald wig.
Wait, I love that Kylie wore that out.
I love it.
I was like, holy shit. Like, it was so cute. A lot. It's a lot. But it's a lot for like a day on the town. You know what I mean?
She's probably it's pretty easy to spot too.
How long was it?
It looked pretty long.
She probably like tripped over it. I couldn't.
But her entourage wasn't with her.
Yes, they were. The makeup
I didn't
was
see
in
they
the
were.
Back.
No, the hair. The hair.
Oh.
Did you see the hair guy?
I didn't see him, but I saw the makeup artist.
Yeah, the makeup artist, yes. But I was talking like I couldn't
I didn't see
them
Tokyo.
Putting it in. And when she was taking out her hair to get into the helmet.
I like that. Yeah. That's real.
That was cute.
I like that.
Yeah, that's can't real. Let your hair down.
Right.
And
that was funny.
But I mean, it was Jordan doing that.
But I took a little bit of shade when she's like, oh, it's just female stuff or girl stuff. I'm like, wait, your father's a woman.
Oh.
I don't think she meant it like that. Yeah. I think she meant it like women problems. But no, like, not that.
But Caitlyn has that problem, too.
I know.
Look at the weave that she has in her hair.
I know.
So let's get into predictions.
Predictions! Face ever.
All right. So, let's get into it. What are you thinking for next week?
Well, hopefully they end with a bang. Well, there's a one part one and part two. So hopefully
there's got to be a bang. There's got
to
be.
It has to be. Because I think the standout episode was the last episode of all the episodes in the season. So they need to come correct if they want that second season, but I'll still be tuning in.
We will still be watching for you
we'll
guys.
We'll always be watching.
We're still going to be here.
Yeah. Right? I'm excited. I you know, maybe I'm going to put it into the world. Maybe we see Rob. I don't know. I'm still wishing, praying, hoping.
On this show.
Rob, we need you. We need an update.
Teen plus Rob forever.
I'd like to see more family time, and we'll see. There's got to be something juicy and dramatic, though, because they can't do A and B without there being something scandalous. So hopefully they're holding it all in for the last two.
I don't remember her going to Peru in real life. Do we remember that?
I don't remember
Peru?
That.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't recall what that was for. I'm excited to see the Chris drama because that to me is actually real stuff. And her she's like when she was on the plane and she's like, what's going on here? Because
it's probably
they're also
nothing.
Young. I know it's probably nothing. But they're also young and the assistant is like 22 years old. Like, I don't know how that is managed and run without issues, so I'm kind of excited to see that because it's a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Play ball, kid.
I want to see some...
That quote from Chris.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
Play
from the
ball,
end.
Kid.
I bet you it's just the end. Like, that's literally it.
You think?
Yeah, and then it's that, like, a second long.
We'll see what we saw in the commercial, and then it'll be done.
That's my prediction. but I also think that, you know, maybe we might see a little business. We might. We didn't see any lip kit. It's like they covered all that in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I hope it comes really full circle with everything. Like, just everything, like, closes, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All the loose ends are tied. So, we'll see. I also hope that something juicy happens and the sisters make an appearance, but I heard that they don't, so... if it's disappointing,
but
it'll be disappointing.
But with the reshooting, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. They might say, hey, Kim, we need a favor.
I think the only way they can go out with a bang if they leave the last, like, few seconds of her and her new boyfriend on there.
Mm.
Like, next season, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. They have to do something for a cliffhanger or leading into the Kardashian season.
Yeah.
Or it'll be, like, part Kylie, and then it'll go into Kardashians.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of like what Bravo does. But, I don't know. We'll see. And let us know what you guys think. Please give us a comment. Is there anything on here that we need to...
Not much.
Okay, cool.
But thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, Alexia. We appreciate
you. It is a new time. So stay with us next week at this time. And please follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media outlets at AfterBuzz TV. And follow us on SoundCloud, on YouTube, and on iTunes. And give us a 5-star rating, thumbs up. And please follow us as well and talk to us on Twitter. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you could find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. I'll leave it at that. Go ahead.
I'm Shanti, and I'm on Instagram at Shanti _ Christina. I don't really tweet, but you can follow me at Shanti Christina.
Yeah,
but
they should tweet you.
Yeah, you can tweet me. And then maybe I'll tweet back.
You should be tweeting.
Nobody tweet me. It's sad. Someone tweet me, please.
I am on Twitter and Instagram at TeagueDP. So very exciting. Can't wait to see you guys there. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Well, definitely follow me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. Especially on Twitter, because I go off some days and I'm like, get it together. Mm-hmm. So if you want some sass, follow me.
All right, guys. Next week, we will be here. Same place, same time. Thanks for staying with us.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.